Boston's new chief of arts and culture is making the rounds and trying to get to know the city quickly after just over a week on the job. Hiring a so-called art czar is the fulfillment of a campaign pledge from Mayor Marty Walsh. Julie Burrows comes here from Chicago, a city well known for its support of the arts. As WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, many Boston artists are clamoring for her attention.
Tucked away in a small, standalone structure in Dorchester's Four Corners neighborhood, you'll find the Susie Smith Gallery. A steady stream of African-American artists comes in for an opening, but the big draw is Julie Burrows. Boston's first chief of arts and culture in 20 years responded yes to their email invitation, and now they nibble on a beautiful spread of food waiting for Burrows to arrive. Doll and jewelry artist Susie Smith owns this three-month-old space.
I think it's wonderful that she have the time to be able to come out to the community and see what's happening in our community.
Painter Lawrence Pierce agrees.
I have the African Winter Gallery. It's about a seven-minute walk from here. It's a basement gallery. We want to be put on the map. You know, we want her to know that there's a whole cadre of very talented artists just in this immediate area.
Internationally known painter Paul Goodnight has been in Boston for 30 years and is thrilled someone from City Hall is paying attention.
This will be the litmus test, but I'm glad she's doing this because I don't know of anybody else who has done that.
Wearing denim overalls splattered with paint, Goodnight says he and his peers want the new art czar to champion artists of color and include them in Boston's cultural economy.
Now, understanding that historically, the black arts, our culture, has to be represented in this city somewhere.
The cameras click and the energy picks up when Burrows walks through the door to meet the group.
All the OG artists.
Oh, they're all the OG artists. What is OG?
I think they resemble
them. Old guys, that's all that is.
This is one of the many stops Burrows will make in the coming weeks. She's in reconnaissance mode, touring Boston to meet artists working in all disciplines and genres.
I'm a public servant, and so I work for them, and I can only do a good job if I can really take in and understand and then reflect their needs to my colleagues in City Hall.
And it'll be a lot for Burrows to absorb, because it seems like every artist in Boston wants a piece of her. Street artist Cedric Douglass is one of them.
Chicago has amazing public art. There's crazy innovation things they're doing there. If she can bring in some of that energy and to see all these different organizations and see how they could work together. If she can orchestrate that with the magic wand, that'd be awesome.
Boston Center for the Arts President Veronique Lumel says it's not that easy.
People are kind of saying, well, we have this art czar, and she's going to come in and save the world, and it's not going to be that way. So that's going to be a challenge, is to manage people's expectations about how long this process takes if it's done correctly.
Lumel knows this from experience. Before coming to Boston, she headed the state arts agency in Louisiana, pre- and post-Katrina. She was also the cultural director for the Borough of Queens. Lumel calls Burrows a true convener who she hopes can pull together Boston's complex cultural ecosystem.
That sounds great on paper. It's just really hard to do.
Pat Hollenbeck is the president of the Boston's Musicians Union.
The arts groups, big and small, don't sit down and talk to each other. The thing is, it makes sense. There's conflicting interests.
Because Hollenbeck says there's a limited amount of funding to go around.
Hopefully what she'll be able to do is pound the pavements in search of the 21st century Andrew Carnegie, who's going to be willing to support changing us in a most profound fashion. Without this, we're really going to be a second-class arts city, sorry to say.
Boston felt that it was a world-class city in the 18th century, and so there's no thing to aspire towards. And I think now people are realizing that other cities are moving ahead of us.
Anne Hawley has been directing the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum for 25 years. Like a lot of people in arts organizations, big and small, she's excited Mayor Walsh is making the arts a priority. One of Burrows' main tasks will be to create a cultural plan, which she did in Chicago. Hawley hopes Boston's plan will be more focused.
Some cities have developed cultural plans that have been very potent and very powerful. Others have developed plans that are so comprehensive, it's hard to set priorities in them. And I'm hoping that this planning will set a very few priorities that we can really address.
There were a lot of good ideas, 243, in Chicago's plan. That's according to Michael Dorf. He's on a stewardship committee that was created after the Chicago plan was completed in 2012. Dorf, an attorney and longtime cultural leader, says some factions felt like the city's plan needed to be activated and monitored more aggressively. This month, the mayor of Chicago and the public schools committed $10 million for arts education, which was a priority in the cultural plan boroughs helped design.
Julie definitely understands the field. She also really gets the political nature of a cultural plan and how important it is to make sure that it's the people of the city who realize that they are writing the plan as well as it being written by city government.
Some groundwork has already been laid. Kathy Battetti of the Artist Foundation is an artist herself and a self-described policy nerd. She's been straddling art and policy on Beacon Hill for 20 years and helped create Mayor Walsh's Arts and Culture platform. Battetti was also on the committee that selected boroughs.
Her biggest challenge and all their challenges is having a website that doesn't suck.
Because Battetti says artists should be able to rely on the City of Boston's website to find information about things like permitting and health care. Gary Stoyer, former chief cultural officer for the City of Philadelphia, agrees.
It's great to do big picture things and cultural plans and all that, great. But there is also a huge value to being the go-to place within city government for the arts and for artists.
To that end, Julie Burrows shared her email address to the 600 people from Boston's arts community that attended her big welcome event at the Paramount Theater last week. She's well aware that she has her work cut out for her.
I don't know. Right now I'm like super duper caffeinated and charged up. So occasionally I'm like, oh my God, what did I get myself into? You know? Yeah.
But luckily, Burrows says those moments have been fleeting. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.